The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to the crowds, "To what shall I compare this generation? It is like children who sit in marketplaces and call to one another, 'We played the flute for you, but you did not dance. We sang a dirge, but you did not mourn.' For John came neither eating nor drinking, and they said, 'He is possessed by a demon.' The Son of Man came eating and drinking, and they said, 'Look, he is a glutton and a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners.' But wisdom is vindicated by its works." The Gospel of the Lord. A lot of times when we don't like the message, we begin to attack the messenger so we could feel that we're justified. John the Baptist and Jesus were two different people, as Jesus mentioned. John lived in the desert. He ate honey and grasshoppers and whatever the desert produced, the fruit or the food that he could find in the desert. Jesus went to homes and had meals with people. Tax collectors, Pharisees, sinners. But they both had the same message. And the message was about repentance for the forgiveness of sins. They both called people to change their lives, to grow in love, to be more in harmony in the right relationship with God. And that's the message that people did not like. First, we don't like to change. We're comfortable the way we are. Secondly, we don't like to think that we are sinners. Even today, many people have problem with the word sin. It's all too depressing. It puts people down. That's what not sin is all about. It's acknowledging our reality, that we all are not perfect, that all of us can be more loving, more caring, more generous, more supporting of others, have a better relationship with God. And the reason we acknowledge that we are sinners is so that we can turn to Christ and ask for his help, to help us to become better. Because without that realization, then why do we need a Savior? Why do we need Jesus? Why do we need the Eucharist? Because we're fine, we're doing well. And that's why the church and Jesus offers us the sacrament of reconciliation. It's not about beating ourselves up or being beat up by the priest or by God. It's about being renewed and given the strength so we can become better, so we can repent, we can change our lives and become the light of Christ shining in the world today. Right after this Mass, our students from the school will begin to, you know, will come to celebrate the Sacrament of Reconciliation. Every Saturday after the morning Mass till about, you know, 10 o'clock, we have the Sacrament of Reconciliation available. On Tuesday nights after the 5:30 Mass, we also have the sacrament available. And on the Tuesday night before Christmas, we will have that communal penance service. So you begin to pray about, you know, having the trust and the faith and the desire to become better with God's help. Not just on our own, not by listening to the wisdom of the world, although we need that too, but also through the grace of God so we can celebrate the birth of Jesus and welcome him into our own lives in a new way, in a more profound way, and turn more and more of our lives to the Lord.